You're listening to WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, Holly Ashley talks to her daughter, Isabella.
Thanks for doing this with me.
Oh, no problem. I get to get out of school, so it's cool.
So I'm curious sometimes about, like, generational differences.
Oh, there's a ton.
I'm curious to know, do you ever think about that, like the differences?
I mean, I know that back in the 90s, they had better music and clothes.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
I feel like there is a lot more equality. Girls can kind of be themselves because there's definitely no longer as harsh of a, like, girl standard as there was, like, in the 90s and before that. Because, like, nowadays, you see girls wearing all sorts of stuff and doing all sorts of things, and people don't, like, make fun of them because that's not a girly thing to do. I think you kind of have more freedom. Okay, so, my hair. So, I don't think when I first got a pixie cut, I had any issues, but after I got my pixie cut the second time, you remember we were in Goodwill, and the lady was like, "Oh, is this your son?"
Yeah.
And then there was another guy at a restaurant we went to, and he was like, "You're a fine young lad there, handsome young lad."
Yeah, you've, and I mean, just to kind of take a second, you have this adorable little pixie cut, which is not shocking in any way. Lots of girls have pixie cuts. It's not a new thing. But yeah, for a couple of weeks after you first got it, when it was, like, really short, you were mistaken for a boy a lot. I remember the looks on people's faces. And it was kind of like, oh, well, my daughter, yeah, this is my daughter. And they're just like,
Usually it was older people, too. So that's one thing. Gender stereotypes with girls always having long hair. And I'm like, no, girls don't always have long hair.
Yeah.
Not now.
When I was a teenager, I desperately wanted a pixie cut. I thought it was so cute.
You should have
got
one.
It was the 90s. The cranberries were a thing. There were pixie cuts all over the place, and I really wanted one. But I was afraid to do it. I didn't actually end up doing it till my mid-20s. I have to say that, I mean, I'm biased because I'm your mom.
Of course you are.
But I think that you are so genuine, and I think that you are cooler than I will ever be.
Oh, hon, I know, honey. I'm joking. You're great.
I think you're an awesome person. I'm sure that embarrasses the hell out of you, but I think you are. And I think that if more teens, and especially teen girls, can be their genuine selves in front of other people, it's going to inspire more people to be themselves and to stand up for each other when you are yourself. So,
yay.
Thanks for doing that. And thanks for being here.
Thanks for offering to let me do this and skip school and stuff like that. I mean, I will have to go back today, but...
Well, this was an educational excursion, too, in case your principal is listening.
Oh, okay.
That was Isabella Ashley and her mother, Holly. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps and others can be found at our website, wutc.org. This series is produced and edited by me, Will Davis, and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics.